Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Yerushalmi Daf Pei, and we are on Daf Pei and Aleph on top as we continue discussing last time. If you remember, we discussed the five chatos mesos, the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, kol shebachat is mesa. That has a connection to Asham, which we did not talk about, but Asham Roeh. But we discussed the halacha of Korban Pesach, and that is kol shebachatos mesa, where we had the din brought earlier on daf nun vav or so, kol shebachatos mesa, but nun hey, kol shebachat nun gimel. I'm sorry, nun gimel and aleph kol shebachatos mesa the Pesach karev shlamim. That was the din of Shmuel. And last daf we went through each of the five chatos. What is the parallel that Shmuel says is the Korban Pesach case, that you would be makriv that animal as a Korban Shlamim. That's what we discussed last time. So we're going to relate to that a little bit more, but also a separate idea. So here we go. On the top of Pei Amud Aleph, Hamafrish, Hifrish Pischo V'Avad. Hifrish Acher Tachtav, right? This is one of the cases about Chatas She'Avda, right? But Pesach, if you were Mafrish Korban Pesach, and then it got lost, and then you found, designated another one instead of it. So you had two Korban Pesachs here. Lo hispik lahakrav es hasheni, at shenim sa harishon. But you found the first one before you amakrav the second one. Harishneim omdim. So now you have two of them standing there. You have original Korban Pesach and the new Korban Pesach. Okay, so you're only allowed to choose one, and maybe the other one would be minichet. Which one should you choose? Is there an adifus to choose one over the other? So the Gemara today is tani mitzvah lahakrav es harishon. One opinion says it's a mitzvah to be makrav the first one, right? That's the first one that you designated, and even though you have a second one here, but this is you were makriv the second one, the first one wasn't pushed aside, and therefore says the Korban Eid on top to kaha kol kama delamata zman shchita sapesach lo ichsi kama. As long as you didn't do the shchita, the first one has not been the first and fried. It was hufrash first, so it has din kedima. That is number one. Is tani mitzvah lahakrav the sheni? The other one said no, it's mitzvah lahakrav the sheni. Why would the second one have adifus? Again, different formulations. The Korban Eid here says shemei achar kishehifrish lo haya harishon sham azdale chashivuse vasheni bimkoma omed. Because the second one was lost, so now you were Makdish, the second one, and that's the one that's your focus right now. So you found the first one, but that's now in the background. The second one is the one that's in focus now. Or the Chaim Kanievsky's Lashon is, Taharishon Dichui Ktsas. It's a little bit pushed aside, a little bit the Nidche, because right when it was lost, then you were designated a second one, so the first one as if it's a little bit lost, a little bit nidche. So machlokas in the prices, whether it's this is the first or the second one. V'tani Shmuel ben Cain borer es hayaf hashem behen, your choice, be borer the one that is nicer, whichever one that you think is a more beautiful carbon, that's the one that you can be mafish. You look in the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach Dalid Vav. Dalad Vav in Korban Pesach, the Rambam quotes Dalad Vav, Mishavad Pischo Umaso Acher Shehifrish Pesach Acher, Harishnein Omdin, Yakriv, Ezeman Sheyirtsev, Lashane Pesach, Fasheni Yikar Shlomen, right? So he passed like the third opinion. Whichever one Lashane Pesach, Matsu Acher Shechter Pesach, Harise Yikar Shlomen, if you find it after you Shechter the Pesach, then it's Hukrav as a Shlomen, as we'll see. The Rambam Paskins, like the third day, that whichever one you want. He doesn't even say the Boris a Yafe Shebehen. He just says whichever one you want. But L'chora, that would mean the Yafe. The Rambam says he should always give the Yafe. Remember the Rambam in the end of Hilchos, Isurei Mizbeach. That's where the Rambam has, the discussion. The Rambam never quotes Hidur Mitzvah. That Lashon of Zekeli V'Anvehu. Never quotes that in all of Mishnah Torah. That's a mystery. Why doesn't he quote that? The Meiri quotes Derech Ha'ara Amru. Maybe it's just a good advice. It's not an obligation. But the Rambam has something like it in the last halacha of Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach. Says the Rambam, talking there about what's kosher for menorah, what's kosher for menachos. So the Mishnah is for menachos. So the Rambam says, U'me'achar shekulan k'sherin l'menachos l'ma nimnu. Since you could use any flour any of these flowers that I just listed for a Karban Mincha, why do you list off which ones you should use? So you know the different gradations of what's the best flower to use, and the medium, and the worst. Shaharotze lezakos atzmo, because if you really want to bring merit to yourself, yakuf yitzro hara v'yarchiv yado. You should overcome your yitzhara and widen your giving hand. V'yavi karbano min hayafe hamshubach biyoser shabooso hamin shayavi mimenu. And bring your karban from the best, from the yafe hamshubach, from the most praised, from the min that you're bringing. And where do you know that from? So he does not quote Zekeli Manveyu. He quotes Kain and Hevel. Hari Namar Batorah, Vehevel Hevi Gamhu Mi Bechoros Sono Mi Chalvehen. Hevel also brought from Mi Bechoros Sono. Right, better than Kain. That's the hint in the Torah of what Kain did wrong. Vayosha Shema LaHevel Vel Minchaso. Vehu Adin, he quotes that from Vehevel. Vehu Adin L'chol Dovar Shehu L'Shem Hakel Hatov. Sheyia Min Hanoe Hatov. Everything that's for Hashem should be from the most beautiful. In Bana based tefila, yehi no'eh mi beis yeshivaso. If you built a shul, that should be nicer than your house. He'echol ra'ev ya'achil menatov v'hamatok shebishulchano. If you give somebody who's hungry, give him the best food. Kisei arum yechasem min hayafe shebiksuso. Hikdish davar yakdish min hayafe shebinachasav. All those examples. A house, food, clothing. Hekdish v'chein hu omer kol chelev l'Hashem. Kol Chelav Hashem, that is the end of the Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. On this halacha, not our topic now, but the Radvaz has a commentary on all of Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. The Radvaz says, "V'sider Hilchos of Mora al Rochav Sichlo v'Rov Zechiraso v'Tov Hakafaso." Right, Isurei Mizbeach is one of those Rambam creations and Maisa Karbanos. Right, so the Rambam's order and the ability to organize, says the Radvaz, is beyond our comprehension. Rochav sichlo, rov zechiraso, v'tov hakafaso. B'chol divrei arishonim. Ad shakshani choshev b'libi, be'eze davar, hoye e'emod mar'id. I just start shaking and think about the Rambam's greatness. Ki ani ro'eh perek echad mechubar mikama mesechtus. Right, he has one perek, and it's from all over. It's not just following the trajectory of Shisha Sidra Mishnah. I look at one parak, Mukhur Bikama Mesechtos, Vikfari Fligo Arishonim Ludaber me inyze, Avalgamani aid mi pi hariya, Uma Matkudvara Vasidir Prakov. So he's just amazed at his, not about the content so much, but about the organizational ability. The Rav says this here in the last lines of Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach. Again, one of the Rambam's creations. Okay, so the right here quotes the three different opinions about if you have two Karbanos Pesach in front of you, do you do the first, do you do the second, or do you do whichever one is best? Good. Vahasheni Yireh. What is this going on? So the Mishnah that we had back on Daf Ayin Chesma Beis, the Mishnah said, spoke about the Chiluk, if you lost a Karban and then you find it, It depends when you found it. That was Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, I heard from my Rebbeim that there's a Tzmura of Pesach that's Karev and a Tzmura of Pesach that's not Karev. And I don't know what the pshat is. And Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, I'll explain it. And he explained it's not based on Tmuras Pesach only, it's based on Avedas Pesach. And he says the same Tmuras, just an application of that. Rabbi Akiva explained, a Pesach that's found, you lost the Pesach and then you find it. If it's found before the Shechita, right, so then the one that's Nidche has to be Yirashi Yistayiv, and then you bring a Shlamim with its money, and the same thing would be if you're Mamir, that carbon, because that carbon is, that animal is nidche. But if you find the original Karban Pesach only after you shechted the Karban Pesach, so then you can bring that original carbon as a shlamim, because it's no longer a Pesach, it's a shlamim, and if you're memer it, if you do tomorrow, it also would be a shlamim. So says the Gemara here, now quoting, Vasheni, but in the case where you found it before shechita, Vasheni Yira, or you found it, right, after Chatzos, before Shechita, Rav Chaim Kanievsky clarifies that, in the case where you find it beforehand, Yira Sheistayiv, Yimachar, Yafi, Bedamav, Shlamim, B'shisha Asar. You bring a Karman Shlamim, it's Nidche, right, because you had these two Karmanas now sitting before you Shecht it, and your Makriv one, so the other one is literally rejected, pushed aside. So you have to bring that, sell that one, wait till it gets a mum, sell that one, and bring a shlamim with it on the 16th, meaning after Yontif. Rebbe Lezer Omer, who atzmo kar shlom shisha asar. Rebbe Lezer argues, Rebbe Lezer says, you could actually bring that one on the 16th, not to wait till it gets a mum. What does that mean? Who atzmo karav? Says the Rav Chaim Kadiefsky explaining it. Umishum shenimsa achar chatzos. We're talking about a case where, again, you're Makdish Karban Pesach, you lost it, and you designated a second one, and then you found the original one after Chatzos, before Shechita. So if you find it after Chatzos, Vishaz Chatzos hu tekavale b'shem Pesach. Suggests Rabbi Elazar here, because it wasn't known, you didn't have it at the moment Chatzos kicked in. Chatzos is what's koveya the statuses of Karban Pesach. You didn't find this until after Chatzos. So therefore, it's better for you. The zeshahaya avur b'shas chatzos lo hukva b'shem pesach v'lo nitche lahakrava. The moment of chatzos is the key, not the moment of shechita. This is actually a machlokas in the Bavli on that avdat sadivav. So according to Rabbi Elazar, the key moment for dichui is chatzos. So if you did not have the original pesach on chatzos, even if you find it later, it's not pushed aside, it's not nitche labeled, and therefore you could actually bring this carbon as a shlamim on the 16th. Good. Asya, and this machlokes between the Tanakama and our Mishnah and Rabbi Elazar. Our Mishnah seems to go say it goes by the shechita itself, while Rabbi Elazar says it goes by the zman shechita by chatzos. It's really connected to the following machlokes tanoim. It's a parallel. Asya de Rebbe, Kerebi Elazar, Vishmuel, Tanite, go to the side now. We're going to go with the Karban Eidas Girsa, which parallels, adds in two lines from the other Gemara. So let's go to the side. So with Karban Eidas Girsa. Hachi Arsina, Vishmuel Tanite, Bishita Sayu Durabanan. So Rabbi Elazar is like Rabbi. Rabbi is like Rabbi Eliezer. And Shmuel is like the Rabbanan. Which case? The Tani, the following Brisa. Hamafrish Chatas V'Avad. Because we go to Chatas, so we'll parallel that back to Pesach. Hamafresh Chatas v'Avad. I'm Mafresh a Karban Chatas, and it got lost. Fifish Acheres Tachteha, so I was Mafresh a Karban Chatas number two. Follow his thick Lahakriva, Achenimsa Harishona, and I'd found the first one before I was Bakr of the second one, before I was Shech to the second one. Harishtein Kayamos, Achad Metikarev, Ashnia, Tamus, Divrei, Rebbe. So that's a case of Kosheba Chatas. Mesa, you found it before the Shechita, right? So that's Shita's Rebbe. And the Chacham, and according to the Rebbe, it's always Tammuz. And it's always Tammuz. So remember, the parallel is, what called Shavachatas Tammuz, the Karban Pesach, Yaakov Shlamim. Right? That's the parallel that we had the whole last year about. So here, in all the cases, Rebbe says, any Chatas that was found is gonna die. And the parallel cases of Pesach are gonna be Hukav as a Shlamim, like our Belezer holds. The Chachamim Omrim, I'm still reading the Karban Eidas Girsa, the Chachamim Omrim, Ein Chatas Mesa Ela Shenimsa La'achar Shekipru. Chatas Mesa is only if you find it after you already did the Hakrava and the Kapara with the new Karban Chatas. But if you found it beforehand, then you wouldn't say that, because it wasn't Nitche in that way. Right, back to the Gemara now. Kishitase Tetani Rabban Omer, Ein Chatas Ela Shenimsa Me'achar Shekipru Ba Habaylam. Right, a chatas does not die, except if you find it after that kapara is done. And if you only have the money, you have the money to mechatas, that mechatas is only usur off limits and thrown to the Yama Melach if you find it after the kapara is abaylam. So you see, according to the Rabbanan, there's a more limited type that is mesa. So too, there'll be a more limited type of the Karban Pesach that is actually hukrav as a shlamim. Because remember, that's the rule. Chatas Mesa, Pesach Shlamim. So if there's a more limited type, according to Rebbe, all cases are Chatas Mesa, whenever you find it. And therefore, all cases, the Karban Pesach will be hooked up as a Shlamim, like Rabbi Elazar says. According to the Rabbanan, it's more limited. So they would be like the Tanakama here, that you would be just like according to the Rabbanan, you'd have cases of Roeh. So too, by Karban Pesach, you'd have cases of Roeh. Okay, so we go with the Karban Eidas Girsa, which is parallel to the Gemara elsewhere. Okay, next case. Says the Mishnah Halacha Zayin. We know there are different rules for different karbanos. A karban shlamim, karban chatas. Right? Chatas is generally female, and ola is generally male. Zachar, an asham is male. A karban pesach is male. Zachar, Pasuk says in Bo, Zachar ben Shana. Tamim. So says the Mishnah, what happens if I was mafresh a nekeva animal for a Karban Pesach? What's the halacha? So we spoke about this a little bit on the last daf, right? What happens if it has a offspring? Could you bring that? Is that called a Vlad Chatos? Is that called a Vlad Pesach that we had a machlokas on the top of Ambeis in the last year? So I'm offered to Kevel Epischo, Ozachar, Bench Deshanim, or some other type of animal that is totally not appropriate for a Karban Pesach, either a female or a male old too old, Bench Deshanim. So right away, these animals are not roy to be the Karban Pesach. So what is the status? So what are our two choices? So you might say, it has Kedushas HaGuf somewhat, but it's tainted, right? Because after all, females are okay for other karbanos. So it gains Kedushas HaGuf, but it's tainted, so you have to sell it to Yimacher and you wait till it gets a mum, right? Or you might say, what are you talking about? This is not relevant to Karban Pesach at all. So it's basically Kedushas Damim, right? It's like a spoon. It's like you were makdish something just for value kedusha. Remember the two types of hakdasha. So what is the halacha here? So I'm offered to kivel epischo and zachar b'sheishanim. So yira achistai v'imacher. So you have to wait till it gets a mum. Wait till it gets a mum. And we're going to skip the next three words. We're going to go with Rashi's girsa on the Mishnah. Rashi's girsa on the Mishnah is v'yavi b'damav shlamim. Right? You bring a shlamim with it. You bring with its money a shlamim. Right? Nedava usually means an ola. So Rashi's girsa on the Mishnah, dafsadi zayin. You bring the money with the shlamim. So again, what is that sheet to reflect that it gets a certain level of kedusha? Kedusha is haguf. That's why you have to wait till it gets a mum, right? If it wouldn't get any kedusha, just redeem it right now, and bring it as a shlamim because it's not a kedusha haguf at all. But our mishnah reflects no, it does have a certain level of kedusha haguf achieved, and therefore, if again somebody is maybe he didn't know that a Karban Pesach is not male. So if he's mafreshit one of these, so then you have to wait till it gets a mum, and you bring with the money a shlamim. Second halacha, hamafresh pischo vameis. If somebody is mafresh the Karban Pesach, and then they die. When do they die? We'll have to see. Lo yivenu b'no acharev l'shem Pesach. His son cannot bring it as a Pesach, just switch the owners. Why? Because this was a Pesach that didn't have a bialim for a certain amount of time. And therefore, it's passels it, as we said. If you have a couple of minuyim that are a little bit less, as we said, and there's somebody left in between, that's okay. But here, if there was nobody in between, so then it is nifsal in between, right? The Karban Eidah says, Havilei Pesach Shemesu Balav. It's like the Pesach whose Bailim died. There's no minuyim. So El Elohim Shlamim. So the son can bring it as a Karban, but not as a Pesach. Only as a Shlamim. Period. Says the Gemara, Masnisa La'achar Kapara. Right? The Mishnah, what it says, you could bring it as you sell it after it gets a mum, and you bring it as a shlamim, that's only after you already, this is the resha, only after if you brought a Karban Pesach already. If you didn't bring a Karban Pesach yet, let's say I'm mafresh in a keva, and then I realize, it's only a male. And then I wait till it gets a mum, and I sell it, I can use that money to bring Karban Pesach. Right? I don't have to, when it says shlamim in the Mishnah, according to the Rashi's Girsa, that's only after kapara. If you didn't mark the Karban Pesach yet, then you could take the money and buy Karban Pesach money with it. Udilo, we switched the girsa. Udilo, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's girsa and most others, Udilo k'Rabbi Shimon. This would not be like Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, this whole hakdasha was a total mistake. Right? Rabbi Shimon holds that it didn't get any kedushas haguf. The whole hakdasha was a mistake. And therefore, you could actually bring this animal afterwards as a shlamim. It wasn't called Kedushas HaGuf tainted because you thought this was going to be the Karban Pesach. It's as if you were makdish a table. It didn't get any Kedushas HaGuf. That's Rabbi Shimon, but our Mishnah that says you have to wait till it gets a mum must not be like Rabbi Shimon. Ditani, as the Brisa says, Kodem LePesach, if you remember and you're realized before Pesach, Tehei Roach, Disoy, Vitibach, Yavi Bidema Pesach, Lachar Pesach, Tavi Shlamim, as we said, if it's before Karban Pesach, you have to sell it and get its money because it has a certain tainted kedushas haguf. You can't bring this animal itself as a Pesach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, kodem haPesach, kodem haPesach timacher shlo b'mum. Rabbi Shimon says, first of all, you could sell it without it getting a mum because it's not called a kedushas haguf at all. You can sell it right away. Lachar haPesach tavu shlamim. And the Pesach in itself we read as a shlamim, so our Mishnah is following the Tanakama, not Rabbi Shimon. Period. Says the Gemara now, going on the Seifa. What was the Seifa? A man dies, the son cannot bring the carbon as a Pesach, but has to bring it as a Shlamim. So says the Gemara, based on Rav Chaim Kanievsky, explains that it's going on that case. Lo kein savrin and meimar kol shenira lekarav Pesach in gufa karav Shlamim. One second, don't we say that this animal was supposed to be, it was a perfect Karban Pesach, then the man died. So why should you say that it could be brought as a Shlamim? Ein gufa karav Shlamim, right? Even right, it was nira v'nitcha. It was already, it had an owner that, mesu ba'alav. He shouldn't be able to bring this as a carbon. It should be fully tainted, right? So how could you say that the Mishnah say that the son could bring this carbon actually as a shlamim? Answer, you're right. If it would actually be an animal, he wouldn't be able to. Patala b'shefesh ma'os. I'm in a case where the father had designated money, right? So it wasn't an animal. So that's why, it's not called nireb v'nitcha. Good. Says the Mishnah. This Mishnah sounds like a Mishnah that we had. We have in Zvachim as well. HaPesach Shadisari B'Zvachim. What happened? You have a current Pesach. Remember, Erev Pesach is a very busy time in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a lot going on there. And the current Pesach got mixed up with other Karbanos. Got mixed up with an Asham and an Ola. And he got mixed up with other Karbanos that have different halachos of way you do the Zrika and how you do the Avoda. So you can't just... You know, just as we'll see in the Seifa, if it got mixed up with a like avoda carbon, then there's what to do. But here, there are opposites. There are opposites of Pesach, and there's differences in halacha between a chatas and an ola and an asham. So kulan yirach yistavu. You have to wait till all of them get a mum. Kulan yirach yistavu. V'yimachru. And then sell them all. Right, let's see, have three animals here. Right, the carbon aida says. You have a Pesach, an asham, and an ola. Right, so you wait till they all get a mum. You sell them all, and then you have to take what was the most expensive one and buy each of these karbanos with that amount of money. V'yimachru v'yavim mi'dibei ha'yafa shebehen mi'minzeh. With the ha'yafa shebehen mi'minzeh, v'yafsit ha'mosar b'beso. And tough luck, you have to supply the difference, right? Because they got mixed up, and you don't know. You don't know if the ola was the nicest one or the Pesach was the nicest one. So you have to add in the difference yourself and, you know, hope for the best in that way. The Karban Eida adds in another detail, and that is the Ketzad right across from where we are. The Ketzad who Osa, Ima Yafa Shaben Shava Sela. If the most expensive one, it cost a Sela. So what do? And all the other ones cost less. Maybe Gimel Slami Beso. You bring three Slaim from your house. Vinotel HaSela Echad. You pick up the first Sela and say, wherever the Ola is, should be Poda on this Sela. Kom Makam Shia Ola Harim Chalal HaSela Zu. And then you buy an ola with that seller. And then you take the second one, the dotel, hasela sheni. You take the second the seller. V'omer, kovakam shu ashu, wherever the asham is, b'chol on this money. And then shlamim, that's how you do it. So you have three coins now. Each one of them has a different carbon on it, and you buy that carbon with these coins. Nisarev b'bechoros, if it got mixed up with bechoros, if the Pesach got mixed up with a bechor, so then they're the same halachas for zrika by a bechor. The only difference is that you could have less time to eat the Pesach. A Bechor is a Shlamim, so you have day, night, day to eat it. By Pesach, it's only day, night, and maybe only half the night. So are you allowed to just not wait till they get a Mum? Because here's the same din. So that's Rabbi Shimon. The Sarbi Becharos, Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Chaburas Kohanim Yochelu. If it's a Kohanim group, right, so then the Kohanim are allowed to eat a Bechor, right, that's Tamim. So you could just double dip and use it as a Pesach and just eat both of them in the time that Karban Pesach is allowed to be eaten. Don't you have a limited time to do that? That's called bringing Kachim Lebeis Apsul. So Rabbi Shimon doesn't think it's a problem. Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to bring Kachim Lebeis Apsul. You have a choice here. So instead of dealing with waiting until they get a mum, you could just eat both of them, Bikdushas Karban Pesach, and with the limited time of Karban Pesach. So that is the Mishnah. Actually, animals getting mixed up. So Lachara here, the Karban Eida says there are only three. What about Bittel? What about bittel? You don't say bittel barov by animals. So maybe there's no bittel by balei chayim. Maybe balei chayim is a birya. Balei chayim is a davar chashuv. Right? So there's different suggestions given about bittel. Right? The biggest discussion of bittel by balei chayim, what's an interesting discussion, is probably the Gemara in Bamitzia on Davav. The case of kafatz. Remember the case there where you're doing, it's also about bachar. You're having the bachars go through the fence. And They're going one, two, three, you're counting out bechoras, and after one of the minuyim, number seven, you got, which is pot, it was a ptur, right? Every 10 is going to be Meiser Behema. So number seven, by mistake, jumped back over the fence into the 4,000 animals that you didn't count yet. Okay, so you have one. So what do you say? The halacha is they're all pater. They're all pater because kafatz echa min haminuyim. If one of the minuyim went back, so then they're all pater. That's what the Mishnah says. Where's the lashon? Bechar behema takfa kohen. This is the sugya of takfa kohen. What if the kohen takes it afterwards? But that's the halacha nichnas and nichnas ladir poter b'mamono shal kohen. Let me find the line. We're the Bachmei Levaraya, so we're going to have Oza, Takfo Kohen. Right, here is Kafatz Kulan Peturin. If one of them jumps back in, Kafatz Echem and Amenuyin, Letochan, Kulan Peturin. It's a Mishnah in Bechoras, but it's quoted here in Bamasiya Davav. So he asked Tosfos, what about Bittul? You have one animal that's putter from Meiser Behema. It goes into 1,000 animals. They're all putter from Meiser Behema. So this is a big discussion. So Tosfos says, Livtol Baruba. Then he goes into why, you know, Bittul should work. Why, Davashim Minyan lo batal amid Rabbanan. Davashim Minyan, something that's counted is not batal, it's only did Rabbanan. And it's not shock to say that there's Kavua here, right? And shouldn't say there's only one other, or maybe there's only one other sheep. It says, the Lashon litochan lo mashmahachi. So the Sheep Mkubetz is here, and the other is showing him get into the act about why don't you say Bittul in that case of the animals. So here also, There's no bittul. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tni ein lochin shviyas b'kesav meiser. If I have shmita fruit, I can't buy shmita fruit with meiser money. Why? Because whatever I buy, my shmita has a limit when I have to eat it by, right? Shas habi'ur. Machlokas Rishonim, we've mentioned often, what is bi'ur? Mita araisa. Machlokas Rambam Ramban. What do you have to do for bi'ur when you get to the time when it's no longer available for the animals in the field? So you have to do bi'ur. The Rambam says you have to destroy it. You have to burn it. The Ramban, we pass like the Ramban. No, you have to be mafkir it. Put it outside and be mafkir it. The Ravitzin says have to have two bi'urs. But if I mix up Meiser Sheni Kedusha with Shita, then I'm limiting the Meiser Sheni consumption time. So that's why you're not allowed to do that. In lochim shviyas v'kesa meiser, right? Because that is diminishing this manachila. Rabbi Yosa Omer b'machlokas. Really, whether that's true is a machlokas, because the Mishnah in Meisris, the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni in Paragimel, the Karbonet that quotes it here, quotes a machlokas. Whether you're allowed to buy truma with Meiser Sheni money. That's a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. Why? As I said before, because Rabbi Shimon holds mivian kachim beis apsul. Even though you are now limiting the eaters, Meiser Sheni can be eaten by anybody, and Truma can only be eaten by a Kohen. So mixing and matching, that Meiser Sheni now is going to be more limited. Rav Shimon says, no problem. And Rav the Tanakhama there says, yes, problem. You're Memaid Be'achilaso. So Rav Yosa says, just like there's a Machlokas about Truma, so too there's a Machlokas about Shvius. That's Rav Yosa's Taina. That Ein Mevi and Kachim, Beis Apsul, or Mevi and Kachim, just like the Mishnah Meiser Sheni has it in Machlokas about Truma, limiting Truma eaters, so too, limiting Shvius time, Rabbi Yosa says it will be parallel. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yona Divri Akoli. No, Rabbi Yona would say, no. It's really, everybody agrees by Shemitah that you can't do it. It's a special din by Truma. Special din by Truma that there's a, Rabbi Shimon allows it. Why? Ochle Truma's reason, Hain. Because Kohanim or Zaras, they're not going to leave it over anyway. So you don't have to worry that by Truma and Meiser Sheni that it's going to be more limited eaters because Kohanim are going to for sure to eat it. Rabbi Yonah says it's special to my Truma. Hey, Rabbi Chanan, you could be Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Chanan says, no, how can it be limited by Truma? What about our Mishnah? V'atanin, and Rabbi B'chorosh, Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Chavaros Kohanim Yochelu. Right? Yochlu. Right? If it's Kohanim and the Bechor and the Pesach got mixed up, they could eat it. V'tani Allah Yachlu Kuchamer Shabem. They eat it, right? Kuchamer Shabem, which means limited to the Karban Pesach until Chatzos, whatever it is. So you see that Rabbi Shimon doesn't only say it by Truma. He also says it by Kachim. Answer, that also is a special din. Amrle Ochle Psachim Kishat Bishatan's reason name Ko Ochle Truma. Ochle Psachim are also Zaras. We can assume that the people eating Karban Pesachs are very Zaras. They're going to eat it in time, like Kohanim by Truma. And therefore, Shimon would say, have that machlokas there as well. Teda Lachan, I'll prove it to you. I prove it to you from elsewhere. We had a couple of months ago, years ago when we spoke about in Masechah Shabbos, we had a Mishnah in Shabbos that reflected that people are very makpid about eating Karem Pesach in time. We learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah Shabbos has the concept of shihia, right? The food, we're not getting into any details, but the food, how do you prepare and warm up food on Erev Shabbos? It has to be prepared a certain amount before Shabbos. And if not, you have to cover the knobs and cover the do some type of limitation. Vitaninan, but we also learned some of those Yisurei Derabanan don't apply when it's Karem Pesach on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because people are Zaris, they're going to be careful and they're not going to forget that it's Shabbos and they're not going to forget what to do. So you see that people are Zaris when it comes to Karem Pesach. So that's why we would answer that when Rabbi Yonah says it's a special din by Truma, it's also a special din by Kachim, that Rabbi Shimon would allow Kachim, Truma, to be maybe the base up soul, which means less eaters or less time to eat it, because we don't think that they're going to be lax and they're going to finish it for sure in time. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah. Maybe next time we'll talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Achilas Truma and Achilas Kachim, which people are very zariz about.